The University of Wisconsin system is voting on a new policy that will suspend or expel students who repeatedly disrupt free speech events on campus. According to the UW system, the goal of this policy is ultimately to protect the free speech rights of students and speakers. The move has been criticized by people on the right and the left. Just this week, conservative groups like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and the Charles Koch Foundation said the move could have the opposite of its intended effect. And Democratic Governor Tony Evers has indicated that he'll challenge the move. Rich Kramer is a reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire. He's been following this story. Rich, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Rich, give us some background here. Why is the UW System Board of Regents pursuing this policy change?
So, I mean, this goes back to 2015, actually. The UW Board of Regents then put out a policy kind of reaffirming its support of academic freedom and free speech on campus. But in 2017, the state legislature, and particularly Assembly Republicans, introduced legislation that would require the university to not only reaffirm its commitment to free speech, but it also required punishments in this bill. The bill would direct the university to include language in its rules that would suspend students who disrupt free speech on two occasions and require expulsion after three occasions. So I looked into that a little bit, and that bill was modeled off of a model legislation from the conservative Goldwater Institute. And the bill ultimately died, but right after, in 2017, the UW Board of Regents announced that they were going to include similar language, I mean almost identical language, in their administrative rules. But that process of putting together administrative rules takes a long time, so that's why we've had multiple votes on this same topic.
And the concern is usually over the idea that liberal college students might be disrupting events and speeches featuring conservative speakers. That's why we see Republicans advancing this in the Assembly, why the Goldwater Institute might be on top of this issue. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah, it really, you know, one of the main situations that is referred to by supporters of this legislation and this proposed rule for the UW system is they look to Berkeley. So back in 2016, there was a conservative speaker that was going to give a speech there, and there was violent protests. I mean, it was a riot that forced the university to cancel that. So that raised a lot of alarm among conservative groups that say that universities are not welcoming to their ideas, and that these places and students on campus generally are of a liberal kind of bent, and they just refuse to hear and they shout down. So in Wisconsin, there were a couple of examples, not nearly to the level of what happened in Berkeley, but conservative speaker Ben Shapiro was going to speak at UW-Madison. Some students came in and basically disrupted the event for a little while. And then there was another conservative speaker that was going to UW-Milwaukee, and a similar incident happened where students came in and tried to speak over him. But in both of those cases, the speakers were allowed to finish after the students were escorted out.
And you mentioned this is a process for the UW Regents to pass this policy. Where exactly is it? It's a multi-stage event, it seems like.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they've already voted to affirm the policy. So the policy, if you read it, it would appear that these punishments are already in effect. But in order for the UW to actually act on and expel students or suspend students, they have to go through the administrative rules process, which takes a long time. They've already held a preliminary public hearing on it at the last Regents meeting. They voted to move to the next step on what's called a scope statement. Basically, it's giving the UW system the ability to actually write the language that would go into the state administrative code. So that has to be there's another public hearing coming, and then ultimately they'll vote to pass that on to Governor Evers, and the governor has said that he isn't in support.
Talking to WPR reporter Rich Kramer about a UW Regents policy, a free speech policy that could punish students who disrupt speaking events. I want to listen to a couple of voices that you've shared with us, Rich. First of all, Board of Regents President Drew Peterson, who voted in favor. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
To adhere to the state's procedural requirements, as president of this board, I'll be supporting this item.
So that doesn't sound like a real ringing endorsement, but did we hear stronger statements from members of the Board of Regents on this issue?
Not really. There was not much discussion at all. The only discussion about the proposed punishments came from Regent Edward Benedides, who was appointed by Governor Evers, and he basically said that he's not in support of this. He can't support it. He was one of three members to vote against it, but it was a voice vote, so the motion carried. And the concerns among regents is that, you know, the punishments are not necessary, and in general, the concerns about it have been that the scope of them are kind of broad. Like, they're not specifically defining what is not allowed, and there's thoughts that that could cause legal questions about, you know, the free speech rights.
And, Rich, you mentioned Governor Evers not supporting this. Here's his spokesperson, Melis Baldoff, talking about the proposal.
The governor voted against this policy when he was a member of the Board of Regents, and his position on it hasn't changed. He still does not support this policy.
Rich, can the governor do anything to stop this policy if he opposes it?
Yeah. I mean, the proposed rulemaking process basically stops if the governor doesn't offer his signature, his endorsement of the proposed rule that's being that's in the works right now. So I did talk to Regent President Drew Peterson about that. What if the governor, because when I interviewed him, the governor hadn't made that statement yet. And I said, well, what happens if the governor doesn't allow it? Well, that kind of stops the UW process. And he said that it would be likely that lawmakers would kind of reintroduce the bill. And the bill has been reintroduced, actually, in August of this year. But ultimately, what I've also heard from State Senator Chris Kapinga is that, you know, even the bill has to be approved by the governor. Ultimately, he can veto it if he wants. So it's unclear what happens if this ever goes into effect, at least during Governor Evers' administration.
And then bringing this full circle, you mentioned this this initiative nationwide is supported by, these kind of requirements are supported by a conservative group. Republican Assembly representatives had advanced it. But now we see groups like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and the Koch Institute, both seen as conservative groups, mm-hmm. opposing it. Here's Koch Institute Senior Fellow Casey Maddox talking about the issue.
Wisconsin has been one of the few places where, largely probably driven by the approaches from state legislators, they actually ended up adopting a policy like this that would, in my view, have actually squelched student speech in an effort to try to protect it.
So can you talk, Rich, more about the arguments from conservative groups in Wisconsin
Sure.
against the way the state is tackling this?
Yeah, and to be clear, conservative groups do think it's important to reaffirm that all voices are heard on campus. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not against that, but the issue seems to be these mandatory minimum punishments. And what Casey Maddox of the Koch Institute was telling me, that was in response to me asking about this Goldwater model legislation that has been taken up by other states. You know, Arizona, Georgia, a whole slew of states have included the similar language from that model legislation into their university system rules, but Wisconsin is one of the only states, I think Arizona might be the other one, that mandate punishments. And Wisconsin's mandatory suspension and expulsion seem to be the strongest.
Rich, what have we heard from student groups about this policy?
Though they're not in favor of it. I mean, I was covering in 2016, I was at the University of Wisconsin Stout in Menominee when the Regents first introduced this mandatory punishment language. And they said that it's literally going to do the opposite of what Regents are hoping. There's thoughts of worries about a chilling effect. Like, if there's the potential for being expelled, students might not use their free speech rights to protest speakers. There's just concerns that because of the way it's written, it could be interpreted differently on different campuses because of the broadness of it.
As we wrap up, Rich, what are you watching for next?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I guess the governor's, if he kills the UW attempt to enact these this legislation, then, you know, I think you can expect to see the state assembly Republicans, at least, and maybe the state Senate, too. This legislation will get more attention, and ultimately that does rest with the governor. But if I mean, there could be a veto override. I don't know if that would be likely, but there's going to be a lot of kicks at the cat, as they say, in the future.
Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rich Kramer is a reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire. He joined us today to talk about some conservative groups coming out to oppose the UW system's proposed policy changes, which would allow schools to punish students who interrupt speakers on campus.